You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Republican Congressman Tom McClintock, who represents the Motherlode, took to the U.S. House floor. Here are his unedited remarks.
Madam Speaker, I voted for this bill in committee because it is a worthy objective. Assisting prisoners to successfully reenter society, find jobs, and take their place as law-abiding citizens is essential to the safety and stability of our society. But on further reflection, I've come to believe that this is a program that the federal government should not be funding through grants to local organizations. Grants have become the third biggest expenditure of the entire federal government, behind only Social Security and national defense. We give away $500 billion a year in this manner. That's roughly $4,000 from an average family's taxes, with little oversight, little accountability, little follow-up, and little results. Reentry preparation should be a top priority of federal and state prison systems. Now, state prisons are a state responsibility. They should be funded by taxpayers of the individual states. Probation departments exist precisely to promote reentry, and the model in this bill should be considered by them. Now, federal prisons are our responsibility, and we also have probation services that should be striving toward implementing concepts in this bill. If this measure funded federal programs that expanded reentry preparation within the federal prisons and probation system, I would strongly support it. But it doesn't. Instead, it takes the money of a taxpayer in one state and throws that money at a nonprofit organization in another state with the hope that some good will come from it. And some might. But more likely, it will disappear into the salaries of various groups who will write glowing reports of their work and apply for more grants next year. And if for some reason the Federal Bureau of Prisons is unable to provide these services, then they should be competitively bid out to contractors with specific performance measurements and accountability. Federal grant spending is completely out of control, and it has to stop. Reckless spending, all for good causes. I've never seen a grant program that doesn't promise to do good things, but it's destroying our prosperity. That spending is driving the worst inflation in 40 years and the most ruinous debt in our nation's history. And it's hard to find a grant program that actually delivers on its promises. I think it's time we began to spend taxpayers' money as carefully as they spend what they've got left after we've taxed them into debt. This bill falls short of that responsibility. I yield back.